and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Dr. Ted Brewer is our guest. We're going to get back to him in just a second. Just want to bring you a quick word from SoulArc, our partners in this radio endeavor. Most people overlook certain preparations, and those can be water, energy, food. With a real threat of cyber attacks and EMP weapons, you may want to consider the SoulArc. It's the only EMP-hardened battery solar system available to the public today. The folks at Portable Solar have designed this product with EMP hardening and expandability in mind. It's a veteran-owned Christian company, and they stand by their product. You can watch their EMP testing videos on their YouTube channel or by going to their website, www.soulark.us. Most people don't realize how much power they need to run essential items like a refrigerator, freezer, lights, but it does add up. Portable Solar engineers help you decide what type of backup power you should consider and how to pick a good system, even if it's not their product. They do free consultations, so take advantage of that. There's also lots of educational material at their website, www.soulark.us, or give them a call at 972-575-8875 or go to soulark.us.
Dr. Ted Brewer is our guest, healthmasters.com, Doug5 for a terrific savings. Ted, thanks for your patience. Let's rock.
Oh, man, I love being on your show, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. I love your audience, the Hagman audience, and our audience, and Hodges and Sheila's. I mean, we got some great people. I mean, just amazing. Oh, by the way, real quick, you know, we hear the laying on of hands. And, you know, when people pray, the Bible says to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And a lot of that, I believe, is because when you do that and you lay hands on people, you have an interconnection between you and that person, and God's Holy Spirit and the power of God himself is able to generate through the Holy Spirit, and hopefully, and I guess that's maybe one of the reasons people get healed, flow into the person. That's speculation on my part. This is all kind of like science that we don't understand. But the thing about this is that, you know, the Bible tells us lay on hands. And I know last week Donald Trump had a group of pastors who came into the White House, and I knew three of them personally. I mean, I'm friends with three of them. And one of them contacted me and told me that when they walked into the Doug, this is crazy because this wasn't any of the media figures. This pastor has it all on his cell phone. He recorded it all. That when they walked into the Oval Office, that Donald Trump said, "Here comes the real power, the power of God." Now, I found that just quite amazing. And then he asked them to lay hands on him when they asked if they could pray with him. And that's where that picture came from that we saw all over the news and all over the media last week. Guys, I think that we have a president who really thought he could do a lot more than he's done. He's got into the mire and the quicksand of Washington, and now he realizes he's swimming with great white sharks that are in the middle of a feeding frenzy. I mean, we just need to pray for him and continue to encourage and uplift him. And no, I don't like some of the people he's put into power. I certainly don't like a lot of his cabinet officials. I sure don't like Gottlieb for the FDA, and I don't like the CDC official who doesn't believe there should be any additional research done on vaccines. We're going to talk about all that in a few minutes. But the whole thing,
Ted,
about it is, yes, go ahead.
If I can ask you this, it seems some people are getting the perception that either Trump is being limited in his own actions as president, or he doesn't understand the power that he has. Do you think that, just an example is the executive order on the travel ban that the Supreme Court ruled on. Now this rogue judge in Hawaii continues to try to overstep his authority by changing and saying, you know, what can and can't be a part of that executive order, even after the Supreme Court ruled on it. And we don't see any pushback from the president. That's just one example. Do you think it's him being limited by people, or him not understanding fully the ability he has as president?
Well, I think what's happened, Joe, you know, the Federalist Society back in the 90s under Newt Gingrich really put a lot of judges in office. And a lot of these judges were globalists. And the problem with all of this is that these guys now have a tremendous amount of power through the judicial branch of the government. And they're continuing to exercise that power. Now, the reason that our government has made it as long as it has, as corrupt as it is because of the balance of power from the three branches. So what's happening is we're having this constant conflict because we have a group of people who want to bring in collectivism, who want to bring in a new world order, and then we have Trump kind of trying to come in the middle of it and trying to stop it. But a lot of this could be theater for us too, because we have to understand something, and we've mentioned this before on your show, and I'm going to repeat it again. When we put these elected officials into Washington, we had no idea when we did this how many of them are corrupt and how many of them have become corrupt, either through homosexuality, through prostitution, through drugs, through pedophilia, et cetera. I mean, you know, Robert David Steele has gone into detail on numerous shows that he believes over 50% of the basically congressional members and senators up there in Congress and in the Senate are basically being blackmailed and are being controlled. And also Wayne Allen Root was on my show and he talked about the same thing. And so we have this group of people up there that we have given the authority to control us because of the laws they can pass and do. And then we've turned right around and they've turned around and given this over to the military through the dark arts of the CIA, which is a satanic organization. For heaven's sakes, they brought witches in. I mean, this is a wicked group of people in the higher levels of the CIA. And what ended up happening is, I mean, I'm not going to get into the CIA now, but we all know how bad they are. And then they've come in with the Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians, who control them, who are trying to tie us into the AI computer, the D-Wave computer, to basically bring us into a Luciferian state in which they're going to summon the demon through this doggone interconnectedness of all things through this D-Wave computer and make these AIs, this AI thing, run the planet. That's what's going on. It's all about Luciferianism trying to resurrect their serpent god from the pit. That's the whole thing it boils back down to, because these guys, we gave them the ability to control our money supply, and they control the planet now. And that's why I said last year on your show and on my show, which is 3 to 4 on Global Star Daily, that unless we see the chemtrails stop, we're going to realize very quickly that Donald Trump is not in charge. And we've gone into detail about the chemtrails. We've gone into detail about the secret space war. We've gone into details about all of this stuff that's going on right now around us with the deep state. We know Catherine Austin Fitz did a bunch of research on this, and she basically said that they've stolen $40 trillion from the United States, including the $9 trillion in unaccountable funds from the Pentagon, which they don't know what happened to, not to mention the tens of trillions that the bankers just printed up out of nothing to give to their member banks and ship around the world. So the deep state, through the Exchange Stability Fund that was started in 1933, 1934, is controlling the planet through the bribing of Congress, and through their own little spigot to the money of the United States, and through basically extracting the wealth. And Catherine Austin Fitz also says that this group is called the Pilgrim Society, Doug and Joan, if you ever heard that term before, because a lot of the guys who are involved in the deep state are members of this Pilgrim Society. They decided in 1998 to go ahead and continue to extract the rest of the wealth from the United States, make themselves wealthy beyond belief all over the planet because these guys were involved in this, and basically to destroy the United States in the process, kind of like what we did to the Soviet Union under Reagan, in which we started just really messing with their currency values, etc. And I think a lot of this stuff is just coming back to haunt the United States for what we did. So to answer your question, Joe, the deep state runs the United States. It runs the federal government. It runs the White House. It runs most of the judiciary. It definitely runs Congress. And until we clear out the Rothschild banking cartel and get these Sabbatean Kabbalists, who basically are Luciferians, out of control of our money supply, we're never going to get our country back. You know, I've been saying that for years upon years upon years, and this is what we have to understand, is that Trump is working within a system that is so corrupt and so, it has so many tentacles running through it. I mean, look at Ryan, what a disaster he's turned into. I mean, look at all this mess. Look at Obamacare 2 they tried to force through on everybody, which is worse than Obamacare 1. Massive billions and billions of dollars to insurance companies, payoffs. I mean, this is crazy, the stuff that's going on in Washington, and it's become the most do-nothing Congress with a Republican majority, I may add. And all of these rhinos that are in Congress right now, these Republicans in name only, who are actually Luciferians or basically globalists or, communists, or what do you want to call it, or collectivists, whatever the new name is this month, they need to be replaced. They need to be replaced along with these crazy...
I don't mean to overtalk you, but the bottom line is this. If people can't see, with a majority that we've got in Congress, in leadership, positions of leadership, we have the executive, we have the Congress, yet we can't get Obamacare repealed. You don't even have to replace the damn thing. Just repeal it.
Most inactive Congress.
Crying out loud.
Most inactive Congress in 164 years.
Yeah, exactly. So if people can't see that there is really no two-party system here, it's a single-party system. With a few exceptions, of course, you've got your Freedom Caucus that is ultra conservative relative to what is described as conservative. But having said that, that's not saying much at all. But yes, you're correct, sir. But I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, Chuck Baldwin wrote an excellent article on this past week, And he also talked about how Rand Paul was doing us all a big favor with what Rand Paul did, trying to stop us Obamacare too. And he's right. And you need to go to, everybody needs to go to Chuck Baldwin's website and read the article he had written since they decided to censor him and take him off News with Views months ago. I've discontinued all receiving any emails from News with Views. I don't read their newsletters anymore, and I've not forwarded any of their information any longer, which is sad because they did have some good columnists and some good people writing some good stuff, but you can't have people like Chuck Baldwin censored because they don't like what he's saying about the, about AIPAC or the Israeli lobby. I mean, you can't, you gotta, the whole thing about it is, Doug, it's kind of like it with Kennedy. When Kennedy basically, he said the other day, because he got ridiculed on a national talk show about what was going on with immunizations. And he kind of came back on this thing and he said, I'm going to read this to you real quick. And this is exactly what Kennedy wants to talk about. He goes, Kennedy recently appeared on Tucker Carlson's show to rebuke the savaging show that they did with Oliver, John Oliver. I mean, just basically made fun of him. Carlson, a conservative pundit and a father of four children, asked, as someone who is a bona fide Democrat and a liberal, he says, they pile on you because you're talking about the safety of vaccines. And Kennedy responded, it's not consistent with the traditional liberal posture of skepticism towards large corporate power and particularly the pharmaceutical industry, the government and government agencies. The CDC has been characterized in at least four federal studies as a cesspool of corruption. The CDC vaccine branch is literally a subsidiary of the vaccine industry. The CDC itself, with its patents, sells $4.1 billion worth of vaccines every year. Most people don't know that. It spends about $4.6, about half a billion, about half the budget in promoting vaccines in what it's doing. If you have a normal drug, let's say Vioxx or Viagra, if you want to bring that to market, typically the FDA requires you to do a double-blind placebo study. So you take 9,000 people, you give them a pill, you take 9,000 people, you give them a placebo, and you see what happens after 5 years. But the vaccines have completely had those requirements waived. When Carlson asked Kennedy if he's getting paid for his advocacy, Kennedy responded, I am not. In fact, I'm getting unpaid. He goes, the worst career decision I've ever made. And in 1987, Congress passed a law giving blanket immunity from liability to vaccine manufacturers. This was under Reagan. And he goes, when I was a kid, I got three vaccines. Now there's 74 vaccines of 16 different types of vaccines. And then Carlson says this. He goes, I don't know the answer, but I know the question ought to be heard, and you need a place on this show to ask them, which kind of responds as far as vaccines. This is a very kind and courageous of you, because as you know, most television hosts will not let you talk about this issue on the evening news. Typically, 17 out of 24 advertisements are pharmaceutical advertisements, and most hosts are frightened of that. So I remember years ago when I was doing my big seminars with 20 and 30 and 40,000 people in attendance, and I was speaking to millions of people on secular radio, which I still do that occasionally. They told me, Doug and Joe, you can't talk about vaccines. It's basically sacrosanct. And remember, guys, the same group of people that control the banks own the vaccine corporations through their collective, through their interlocking corporate directorships and stock purchases. They control the vaccine manufacturers and the profits they make. And it's part of that pharmakia that we've talked about in the book of Revelation, that these guys are trying to enslave mankind. We're going to go in a big deal. I'm almost through with this, and I got another whole thing I want to talk about this. Guys, this vaccine science is not settled. It's a major, major problem. So let's go back to the Earth electromagnetic field, and I'm going to go ahead and change topics. What science is telling us about magnesium, about the magnetic fields and how they connect to our own, that our bodies emit an electromagnetic field, that this fact plays a very important role beyond what is commonly known when it comes to understanding biology and the interconnectedness we have with all life. For example, did you know the heart emits the largest electromagnetic field? We talked about that. The emotional information that is modulated and coded into these fields changes their nature in the fields and around us. We are fundamentally and deeply connected with each other and the planet itself. Science is acknowledging that we are all part of a giant web of connections. Remember, all of our protons are interconnected through quantum entanglement that not only encompasses life on this planet, but the entire solar system. So what is exactly going on with our heart? It's an alignment among the systems throughout the entire, all around. It ties us together with the electromagnetic field. Another point that illustrates the importance of coherence is the fact that several organizations around the world have conducted synchronized meditations, which is basically prayer. They call it meditation in this article. I call it prayer because the meditation's got that New Age connotation to it. Intention experiments and more. A number of studies have shown that the collective meditations or prayer or focused intention can actually have a positive outcome and can actually be measured. And then he goes on to say that every individual's energy field, in fact, the article that I'm reading here is by a guy by the name of Waila, W-A-L-I-A, every individual's energy field affects the entire field environment, which means that every person's emotions and intentions generate an energy field that affects the major field. It says, we need to realize we need to be more conscious of our thoughts and feelings. The Earth's magnetic fields are carrier, listen to this, of a biologically relevant information that connects all living systems. Every person affects this global information field. Guys, this is what's going on with the satanic sacrifices. This is what they're affecting with this field around the planet. The Bible says it's as if a veil has been placed around the eyes of the unbeliever, not allowing them to see or understand the truth. Basically, there's a feedback loop between human beings and the Earth's magnetic systems. Earth has several sources of magnetic fields that affect us all. Two of them are the geomagnetic field that emanates from the core of the Earth and the fields that exist between the Earth and the ionosphere. We know that we've seen this with the term lunatic, that certain rhythms occur in the magnetosphere based upon lunar cycles that can directly affect people, and they call them lunatics during full moons. When the Earth's magnetic field environment is altered, it can cause sleep problems and energy problems, etc. The Earth and the ionosphere generate frequencies between the 0.01 hertz to 300 hertz, some of which are the exact same frequency range as the one happening in our brain. Changes in the Earth's fields from extreme solar activity can be linked to all kinds of tragic events on Earth's history. We know now that these fields affect us, but how about how we affect the magnetic field? That's the real question. Now scientists are saying that because brain wave and heart rhythm frequencies overlap the Earth's resonance field, we are not just receivers of biologically relevant information, but we are also feed information into the global field, thus creating a feedback loop within the Earth's magnetic field. This is so important, guys, that you understand this. This research is still in its infancy and has tremendous implications because this is what they do when they sacrifice human beings. They're changing this field around the planet to control the emotions and the energy that we're putting out through what we call light photons, which a lot of researchers now believe that these interdimensional entities like these fallen angels or demons or whatever you want to call them, basically they feed off of this type of energy. That's why they're constantly causing wars and famines and death and abortions and all of this stuff to create the lowest energy they possibly can, which is a food source for them, because it says in the Bible that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. So guys, it's really esoteric when you start getting into this stuff, but when you start realizing it ties directly in with what the Bible says, it starts making sense. That's why when we become a Christian, you know, the energy field, these scalar waves that are being generated by the blood of Christ on the cross, because he's omnipresent in all timelines at all times and all places, and we've covered this in detail on your show, continues to infuse us and to keep our DNA pure. That's why they don't want us to be Christians. They don't want this affecting us. They don't want us to be following and being disciples of Christ, being connected to God and his dimension. Because the energy field that we call the Holy Spirit, or however you want to describe the Holy Spirit, comes within us and basically heals us and restores our relationship with Yahweh, the creator of the universe. And these demons loathe this. Because remember, these fallen angels, you know, they rebelled against God because he created man in his image. The angels aren't created in God's image. They not only hate you, and they rebelled against God because of you, they want to be you. I mean, it's just unbelievable when you stop and think about it, Doug and Joe. And these things basically are doing everything they possibly can to force us back to Genesis chapter 6, which is what Jesus said they were going to do, guys. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right on the money in what you said back in the first segment about the days of Noah and men's thoughts being evil continually. I mean, you're right that the powers that be and even our society to a great degree is trying to make that happen again. And they're doing a really effective job with their, from the messages that are going out over the TV and movies and the entertainment industries, to making that become to another reality. And it's pretty disturbing.
Well, like, look at this. Latest research article just came out. It said that vitamin K2 is effective in rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, we've known that for years. Now the research is saying the same thing. And that's why we put the K2 in with the D3, because the K2 prevents the calcium that we get in our diets from going into the soft tissue, into the arteries, and also prevents it from going into our brain and causing senile dementia. And so that's why you should never take large quantities of D3 without K2. And now they're saying that vitamin K2 is effective in rheumatoid arthritis. And we know that rheumatoid arthritis is a chronic inflammatory condition that affects the entire body, but especially the joints. There's abundant evidence that the rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune reaction in which the body develops components against the joint tissues. But exactly what triggers it is, they say, is based on food, genetic factors, abnormal bowel permeability, lifestyle and nutritional factors, food allergies. And what we have to understand, that now they're saying that K2 is effective in treating rheumatoid arthritis. That's one of the reasons tonight I want to cover this article, and that's why we put the D3 K2 on special. It's 10% off, plus it's another 5% off. I mean, the product's already inexpensive. I think it's like $25 or $28, and there's 10,000 IUs. So it's 10% off plus 5% with the Doug 5 coupon, which gives you a 15% discount on this. Everybody needs to be stacking up on this product, because you don't want to take D3 without K2 in it, unless you're only taking small amounts, or unless you're getting your K2 from another source. But we make it easy for you. And plus, our D3 is 10,000 IUs. You only have to take about two of these things a week. That's plenty. You don't have to take them like every day. It's a really good product, and it's very, very reasonably priced. But guys, that's the kind of stuff that we're talking about tonight. Is they don't want you to know this. They don't want you to know that statin drugs cause arterial calcification. They also cause kidney damage and liver damage. They don't want you to know that the exact drug that they're giving you to help prevent heart disease is causing heart disease and cancer with statin drugs. And all of these things that we talk about on an ongoing basis, guys. I have a friend of mine who's a massage therapist, so she's a family friend, and her mom is just a couple years older than my wife and I, and she's suffering with advanced senile dementia, going downhill, unbelievably ill. And I'm like, wow, guys, really? See, to me now, because I'll be 62 in November, I'm kind of like, I feel so good all the time, and I have so much energy. I'm like, how could somebody be 66 or 67 years old or whatever, a few years older than me, or even younger than me, and be so sick? Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes years and years and years of eating a really bad diet in order to get sick, because our body is so resilient. So they knew that was going to happen, especially back in the 50s, when they started giving us these vegetable oils like the corn oil and soy oil to cook things in, telling us it's better for you and healthier for you. And they totally lied to us, and they caused massive increase in cancer because of cooking oils. That's why you should never cook anything unless it's being cooked in basically olive oil, or in coconut oil, mm-hmm. or in grapeseed oil, Joe and Doug. Or you should never cook anything unless you're cooking. If you have to cook something, you use real butter instead, and never use things like Crisco, which are basically vegetable oils. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, you just dropped out there for a second there, Ted. Okay. Yeah, okay. Sorry about that.
So anyhow, so that's what we're trying to tell you, is that, you know, we're trying to keep you on the cutting edge, the cusp of this, so to speak, of the health and nutrition stuff when we come on your show or on our show every day, to try to tie together the globalist plot for you and what they're trying to do to you. I mean, here's what we have to understand something, guys. This is important. You know, we're being bombarded every single day with obfuscation. I mean, remember a couple of years ago when they started the whole thing with Bruce Jenner and all the junk that they were doing, and now all these other transgenders are coming out with the bathrooms and all this other stuff. I mean, this has been an absolute attack against the United States population trying to change the way we think. Human beings, especially Americans, have been given a full frontal assault in the media and in corporate America. They've already made, you know, Europe fall. They've already done all that. It's over with. Now, we're being chemically assaulted, biochemically through our bodies, sociological through our minds, spiritually through our spirit and through our souls, and we're being attacked. You know, the population of the U.S. and the world is basically sick at every single level. And the problem is, Doug and Joe, that we think as a country it's okay to do whatever we want, whenever we want, and we can do to whomever we want to do it to. In other words, if we want to go over and we want to attack Iraq and bomb them into Stone Age, we can do that. If we want to attack Assyria, which the Treaty of Versailles said we can't do when a country's in the middle of a civil war that we started, by the way, we can just go in there and bomb them. Or if we want to go in and, you know, just attack any place we want to attack, it's okay for us to do that. And they're telling us that it's okay for us to do that. And now the United States, the population, is finally waking up, and they're realizing that we don't need to do all of this, and that basically it's really something that we need to be aware of, that we need to avoid all of this. Guys, this Sabbatai and Francis Cabalas guys, the guys who run the Federal Reserve, which we talk about repeatedly here on the show, and thereby because of that, they control the world through the reserve currencies and because of their central banks. They want to destroy God's creation, period. You know, what is good according to God is bad according to them.
Yeah, I mean, the end game objective here is to burn it all down so they can build it up. there's nothing new under the sun, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I think we've got their playbook pretty well figured out. I would like to think that anyway. We don't know with certainty the exact, all of the tactics, but the bottom line here is certainly that they want to tear everything down, especially everything that's good. They want to tear it down. And, we're in the way. We are in the way.
And plus, they want to implement their transhuman agenda. I mean, that's what everybody has to understand. They're trying to connect themselves into this AI. They're trying to live forever. They don't want to die because they don't want to deal with the blowback from being dead. They don't want to deal with all that. So these guys are doing everything they can to basically meld themselves with machines. That's what their goal is here. And it's transhumanism, and to reduce the population of the planet as much as they possibly can. There's too many of us. And that's why they're trying to destroy us. They don't want Americans with guns. They don't want that. They don't want Americans having freedom of speech, Doug and Joe. They don't want any of this. I mean, biochemically, they're basically, men had to be chemically castrated in the United States. They had to think that being a man was wrong. To think that, you know, liking a woman or being opposed to alternative sexual practices was wrong, or even opening a door for a woman was wrong. Or protecting a woman was wrong. They want marriage to be looked at as being wrong when it's a godly family. They want us to think that's wrong. This has been done through radical feminism. The liberal, these liberals, they basically are man haters. These radical females. And Doug, you've met them, and I have too. They hate everybody. They're God hating. They hate everybody. They don't like guys that are macho. They consider them to be chauvinists. And some of these girls have gone to the whole level of even taking male hormones to make themselves more aggressive and to muscle up. I mean, you know, it's been, and of course it's been done to them indirectly through the use of, you know, placing intentional estrogen in the food supply to men. Soy basically, you know, we put all these hormones into the meat. We give people soy, which basically, you know, makes them very, very, you know, feminine. BPA, estrogen mimickers, cosmetics, household products. That's been done, which you mentioned earlier, the statin drugs. I mean, just the other day, a guy ended up basically wrecking his car because he had taken 5 Viagra pills at one time. I mean, this is crazy. His blood pressure dropped down. He was so desperate, I guess, to believe the truth about the Viagra stuff that he was doing everything he could to take Viagra. He didn't even realize that you can do
something. Steering wheel got caught in something.
That's right. I'm sure it did. And, you know, and the thing, HGH Stimulate is like a natural Viagra. We have that on our website. And we have an alpha male stack on our website, which will make alpha males again. And so there are all kinds of natural things you can do to increase function in your body without taking drugs that cause you to go blind and deaf and cause all kinds of health problems in the meantime. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that's going on. And guys, we have to understand something. You know, the globalists and the Rothschilds, they're literally trying to destroy our DNA that we mentioned earlier in the show. And the epigenetics of what they're doing to us proves this. I mean, they're destroying the DNA of our children through the GMOs, through immunizations, through Morgellons. But, you know, they're also trying to destroy us sociologically. People don't realize when you turn on the TV that within a few minutes it puts you into an alpha brainwave, theta brainwave state. And this makes your brainwaves act as though you're in a mild hypnotic and hypnotic trance. It opens your subconscious mind to suggestion. You believe what you are literally hearing, and you become part of the movie you're watching. You believe that transgender is good, or any of the film, basically they're trying to tell you. I mean, this is what people do all of the time. I mean, you have to understand something, guys. Hollywood is being run by these Sabbatean Kabbalists, which are Luciferians, and they're trying to do everything they possibly can to destroy everybody in the United States through this information they're doing to us. Spiritually, nowadays, you've got all these feel-good churches in which nobody has a cross, or they don't want to talk about Jesus or the blood of Christ, or a lot of them don't even have a come to the altar and have a meeting with God as far as giving your life over to Christ. A lot of them just don't want to talk about spiritual things. They want to talk about feel-good stuff. This is the major church stuff now that you see on TV. They don't want to talk about...
Yeah, I didn't mean to overtalk you, but I just have to throw this in there. I don't know whether you saw this story or not, this kind of fits to me. I don't know whether you heard this or not. This homosexual pervert, Tim Gill. Did you hear about this?
I have not. Go ahead, tell me.
Okay, all right. He's a mega donor, bankrolling the LGBTQRS idiotic movement and its allies in the progressive party. Here's his stated goal. He's going to use all of his money, Okay, this guy's 63 years old, and he's going to use his money to, quote, punish the wicked who hold traditional views about sexual morality and nuclear and biblical marriage. He's a tech millionaire. His name is Tim Gill. He's not satisfied with the movement's progress, you know, going down into the pits of hell with this LGBT movement. So he's funding the fags and the lesbians out there, the queers. I can say that because they call themselves that too. But this Gill guy, Tim Gill, rallied more than 100 corporations, including Coke, Google, and Marriott, behind a front group called Georgia Prospers. This, to me, okay, and I just had to mention this, because what you're talking about here, you're seeing the rise of these perverts, in my view. That's what they are, perverts and intellectual and spiritual bankrupt people who are just, but he said this, we are going to punish the Christians, just so you know. So I just want to throw that out there.
Well, he's the point guard. He says he's going after Christians. He said he straight called it out. He said we're going after Christians. He's basically going to the religious states. He said we're going to the hardest states of the country. We're going to interview. He says we're going to block religious freedoms in the southern states. I mean, he said, I'm reading the article that you have. It's out of the Washington Times. Now, last year he rallied all these corporations, and he basically is just doing everything he possibly can to destroy Christianity. And you know, here's the thing. I'm going to say this. If these guys want to sodomize themselves to death, I could really care less. But when they come after my rights and my way of running to raise my children, I mean, it really, really angers me, because the sad part about this is, Doug and Joe, you know, we have a right to raise our children. God gave us that right to raise our children in fear of the Almighty. But then when we get people like this, who's probably bankrolled by George Soros or the Rothschild Bank, every time I see these tech guys, Doug and Joe, who've got all of a sudden they've got these billions or hundreds of millions of dollars, that usually doesn't happen to a person by accident. They're selected, and they're basically given the nod. I mean, I've seen it repeatedly in my own life and who I've known, and almost every single time these guys are morally bankrupt or corrupt, and they're able to be controlled. Now, you say, well, you think that happens? Well, I know what happened with Morgan, J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan was a complete and total just a proxy of the Rothschild banking cartel with this basically forcing the Federal Reserve System through. I personally believe that it happened with Rockefeller. I believe it happened with Carnegie. I believe it happened to a lot of these guys, because all of a sudden you got a big corporation you're running. It runs on cash, bud. It has to have a lot of cash, lots of money, billions of dollars sometimes just required in cash flow to make it operate. And if these groups of bankers decide they're going to tighten down on the cash flow strings, they can bankrupt you. With Henry Ford, I remember the bankers came after him, and they tried to take over Ford Motor Company, and they stopped extending credit to his dealerships, and they had to find another source of financing. And from that day forward, he hated the international bankers because of that. It's one of the reasons he became friends with Adolf Hitler. People don't even realize that Henry Ford basically became friends with Adolf Hitler because they both had a common ground against the international banking community of these Sabbatean Kabbalists that were running the entire planet through their fiat Babylonian corrupt money system, and they could control people through money. And Ford said, no, I'm not going to allow them to do that. In fact, Hitler gave Ford one of the highest honors that a civilian could get from the German government because of his stance against the international banking community. That's one of the things that people don't know about Ford. Now, the thing about all of this stuff is, guys, we've got to realize that somebody's funding these guys that are making billions and billions and billions of dollars off of tech, and we need to go back and look into the research to try to find out who the bottom line guys are. Because remember, they're trying everything they can from a spiritual standpoint to destroy spiritual things. Nobody wants to talk about the name of Jesus. I mean, you don't even, if you bring that into a conversation in some areas, it's like throwing a giant bucket of ice water on everything. They want to disparage the name of Jesus. This guy, Tim Gill, is one of the perfect examples. You know, no one but the alternative media even wants to talk about Genesis chapter 6 and the Nephilim. We thank Steve Quayle and Tom Horn for all of that, and Chuck Missler. And governments in different parts of the world don't want any research being done with pre-flood artifacts. I mean, we know that in many cases the military is sent in to stop them from doing that. And they don't want us to understand there were giants here, which Quayle's talked about so many times. But Jesus said, like I mentioned earlier, as it was in the days of Noah. And so we have to understand something, guys. They're trying to force this back. And you have to understand also, well, you don't have to understand, guys, because you already understand them, but the listeners who are just tuning in for the first time tonight, who haven't heard it before, you know, when you torture somebody with these satanic sacrifices, there's a reason they do this, because fear releases adrenochromes, which cause euphoria in people who drink the blood of the people who do this. It also releases catecholamines. And this is how these guys get high when they start drinking the bloods of these victims. I mean, this is some sick stuff these guys are involved in. Ted Gunderson exposed this entire satanic agenda behind the Hollywood elite in Hollywood. I mean, he actually exposed all of this sacrificial network in L.A. County, and he ended up, you know, exposing this all over YouTube, and you guys can read about it and listen to him still do it, because by the grace of God, these videos are still available, most of them. But we have to understand something. This turmoil in Europe, again, these Sabbatean, Frankist, Kabbalists, Rothschild, Satanists, are basically numerologist Kabbalists, and everything to them is a number on a celestial calendar, so to speak, and they do things, Doug and Joe, on specific dates for specific purposes to create as much energy as possible in this magnetic sphere around the Earth. This is why they do all of this, because they want to magnify the effect of what they're doing. They also want to maintain as much fear as possible, which we mentioned earlier, because scared people are easier to control. When we elected Trump to stop this agenda, the problem, as we mentioned earlier, is the CIA deep state runs this world, and until we return the power back to this executive branch, it's not going to help. Because these Rothschilds love, including the Mossad and, you know, our federal government, rogue elements of it, they love running false flags. Remember the Russian Tsar? You know, in the blockade of the South during the Civil War.
That's right.
I mean, how vindictive the Rothschilds get, even in 1917 when the entire family was killed. These Satanists are basically evil to the core, and they want to introduce as many wars, globalism, collectivism as they possibly can. I mean, it's like globalism, collectivism is like a doggone cannibal eating itself. It puts governments in the hands of mega corporations such as Monsanto. They're given such power and immunity, they can kill and sicken many of their own consumers, and they can basically destroy the planet with what they're doing, and it's okay with these guys. The system self-implodes, which is what the Satanists want to do. They, like you said, Doug, they want to destroy it all and recreate it in their image. This Rothschild is a house of cards. We know about the chemtrails now. We know about the Bilderbergers. We know about the TPP, at least that Donald Trump got rid of, and these trade agreements, the Bohemian Grove. We understand quantum mechanics to a point now that we've made this thing get a tipping point because of the internet and shows like yours and shows like mine. I mean, we know that Obama was put into the White House to destroy the country. We got that. And basically, he wasn't able to do that through these trade agreements. He wasn't able to get this stuff up. And now we've got Donald Trump in there. And we are all realizing this is basically the animating contest that Jefferson wrote about who makes us who we are, that we can become, you know, frontline ambassadors for the cross, and we can go in and, like, take our country back. Remember that one line from Gladiator? It says, what we do in this life echoes for all eternity. It's true, Doug and Joe. You know, you guys have done this. I've done this. Doug, you know, Hodges has done that. Sheila's done this. We're all out here doing the best we possibly can to tell as many people as we possibly can what's really going on and make people understand that we're all swimming with a bunch of sharks out here that have basically been, like I mentioned earlier, they've been given a bunch of blood, and they're basically just trying to consume all of us in the alternative media now, which is one of the reasons that they've gone in now and they stopped monetizing the YouTube views and all, everything they possibly can with their search engines to try to disrupt the alternative media. And many people in the alternative media motion and movement have already stopped doing it because they can't pay their bills. That's why I urge every single person that's listening tonight to go to the Hagman website tonight and donate $1, $5, $10, $100, whatever you can afford. If you can't afford money, pray. Pray that we can continue doing what we're doing and continue to support my show and Doug and Joe's show. Because what we've done on our shows, and this is something that's very important, I'm going to say this very carefully, and I'm not going to step on any toes. You guys have done the same thing. You've got a few sponsors on the show, but you haven't turned your show into an infomercial. A lot of the alternative media now have basically taken their shows and they've turned them into a giant selling point, and every 2 or 3 minutes they're pushing product, and they're doing that because they're having to self-fund and they're trying to generate revenue, and in some cases they're doing it just to generate revenue and they're not really doing the same message that they had done years ago. Guys, it's so important that you support alternative media. I mean, we've got to realize these guys are out to kill us. I mean, these technocrats and these nuts that want to tie themselves through transhumanism into this D-Wave computer. I mean, they don't care what they do to the planet. It's like the pesticides. We'll talk about that for a second. Used in crops to destroy insects. Did anyone not realize that a honeybee was an insect? And 50% of the colony collapse that occurred last year was basically due to insecticides. The honeybees literally supply the world's food. You know, I guess DARPA and the transhuman people are just going to take over, and the machines are manufacturing stuff for machines. I guess that's what they're going to do, I guess. They're trying to kill all of us. Well, the whole thing about this, guys, is that we need to stand firm on the cross and realize who we are through Christ Jesus, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that these guys are going to do all of this or try to do all of this. We can't just go quietly into the night and say, we're not going to try to stop this, Doug and Joe. We have to do everything we possibly can to stop these guys in their tracks right now, starting with getting rid of these stinking rhinos in Congress who can't seem to do anything because they've been completely compromised. What do you guys think?
I think you're exactly right. And, you know, we talked about Congress a little bit just a moment earlier about how unproductive they are. And that's not by accident. And it's
that's
not...
Right.
I mean, these people know exactly what they're doing, and whether some are getting paid to obstruct or to, you know, cause this divide, either way, we know that Congress is one of the most corrupt institutions in American politics. It has an approval rating that is
7%.
Yeah, I mean, right up there with the media. And we have a moment in history where you have the Congress, the Senate, and the President, who all basically campaigned for the same agenda, on the same agenda. But now that their feet are to the fire and they have a chance to make some changes, they can't even agree on lunch, basically. And it's getting, the American people aren't going to stand for it. You know, these people can make excuses and grandstand all they want, but the public will take action with their votes. And I really hope that, you know, Democrat or Republican, either way, that we get the right candidates in 2018 that can actually move this agenda forward. Anything short of that, it's a failure.
Well, no, and this is exactly what we've been talking about the whole show. I mean, we have to give Trump somebody to work with. And we don't know why in the world he's put so many of these Goldman Sachs people back into power. I don't understand why he's done that. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, you know, unless he's got some kind of special thing going on with the central banks, which I don't want to believe that. But it seems odd to me, especially with the CDC and with the FDA. But we need to understand that we have to do everything we can, which I'm doing, Joe, and you and Doug are doing, your dad and you are doing, and Dave and Sheila, we're all doing everything we can to basically point out this crazy stuff they're doing to us. And that's why I want to talk about these electromagnetic frequencies tonight, because guys, there's some specific patents that have been actually put out there that are being used to manipulate the human nervous system by the use of electromagnetic fields. Let me give you a couple examples. USP, United States patent number 3009080, is an apparatus and method for generating containing plasma having ultra-high temperatures. USP 4245909 is an optical instrument for measuring the particle size distribution. USP 6091994 is a pulsative manipulation of the human nervous systems. Patent number 6238333, remote magnetic manipulation of the human nervous system. I mean, it just goes on and on. 6017302, subliminal acoustic manipulation of the nervous system. 6506148, nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields from monitors. I mean, all of this stuff is out there in the patent office, and they're actually bragging on the fact that they have the ability to do this stuff, and that's why I wanted to cover this stuff tonight with this electromagnetic field and how these guys are using this technology against us and how we have to say no to this. We've got to turn those Wi-Fi routers off at night, and we have to avoid all this stuff. Thing, guys, what do you think?
Well, you know, I have to read up on the science. I believe exactly what you say about the wireless routers and the effects that this is having on people, but I do believe that there are some other areas that we're not even aware of yet where that this affects also. But, you know, kind of to switch gears a little bit, Ted, to get to the title of the show, The Electromagnetic Universe, you know, I kind of wonder, you know, we were talking before the show about how, you know, everything from the seen to the unseen is connected, and the spirituality of everything, you know, how God created the earth and how that is being manipulated. Because we talked about and covered this earlier in the show, how basically everything that God created is under attack, and they're trying to turn it upside down. Whether it's what is actually a man or a woman, to marriage, to, you know, childbirth, to family, to just every foundation that God established is being perverted right now.
Well, that's what,
and I have to believe that that extends much further than anything we see or hear in the news.
Well, of course it does, Joe and Doug, because the truth of the matter is it's Genesis chapter 6, and they're trying to rebring that back in. They're trying to bring those energy fields back in so that every thought of every man will be evil all the time. Remember, like I said earlier, they hate us. They hate God. They want to be us, and they're doing everything they possibly can to destroy us and destroy everything God created, because they believe that if they can do this, they can free their serpent god from the pit and allow themselves to bring in this antichrist, this ruler, this thing, or whatever they want to call it. And this is what their goal is. I mean, they figured you can't. This all started with the Sabbatine Kabbalists. We've gone into detail with you guys and talked about that, what happened in the 1500s, and then what happened with Jacob Frank after that. And these guys are just straight Luciferians. And this is this movement that runs these central banks that's doing everything it possibly can to corrupt the planet and to bring us back to that everything is evil all the time. Another example: apprehension, detainment, and vaccination for suspicion of infection. This is the CDC's new quarantine proposal. This is nuts. What appears to be an unprecedented power grab, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Department of Health and Human Services just issued a proposed amendment to its domestic and foreign quarantine regulations, giving itself the power to legally apprehend, detain. I mean, I told you guys last year when Obama signed the beginning of this into law, this was going to happen. Detain, isolate, or quarantine, and treat, including vaccinate, forcible vaccination, anyone simply for suspicion of being infected by a communicable agent. The legal authority to isolate and quarantine, according to the CDC's own words, are police power functions derived from the right of the state to take action affecting individuals for the benefit of society. Incidentally, the CDC police powers were not obtained democratically, but rather through Obama's executive order last year. And now they're trying to make it even worse and be able to just pick people up and arrest them and force them to be vaccinated if they're suspected of doing anything, guys. I mean, this whole thing, it just goes back to what I was talking about earlier, that this depopulation agenda that they're doing is the only explanation why this expensive mainstream medicine is lethal. Now, I'm going to repeat that. This depopulation agenda is the only explanation why expensive mainstream medicine like chemotherapy and radiation and all these things is so lethal. Because, guys, they're doing everything they can, including with Obamacare 2 that the Republicans tried to pass, that basically bail out these insurance companies, give them billions and billions of dollars to make this company, to basically continue this medical model, this Rockefeller model, who is a eugenicist, by the way, to go in and do everything they possibly can to force us into their mainstream medicine model to make us sicker and sicker and sicker. And the only thing that makes any sense with that, Joe and Doug, because they know it doesn't work, is the depopulation agenda. What do you think?
Well, you know, with the depopulation agenda, I often wonder, I mean, obviously that's an end goal. And the Bible tells us that that's going to really happen to the Christians in the tribulation time. But how would they continue to run the world without all their worker slaves to do the dirty work for them? I guess is where I go sometimes in my mind.
Well, no, that's a great question. What they want to do is they want to give you basically, they want to control childbirth. They want to control your DNA. They want to have a feudal system back in place. They want to have their serfs back in place. And they want to be like the honeybees. They want to have a worker class that all they want to do is work. All they want to do is basically serve their masters, the globalists, to service the machines that the globalists are using to produce all of this stuff for themselves. That's what they want to do, Joe, is complete and total eugenics of the human population as we know it today. They want to take everybody and kill them off, destroy them, destroy the DNA, destroy everything, especially white people. They really hate white people. And of course they hate blacks just as much with all this abortion they've done to the blacks in the United States. So the truth of the matter is everything they can to destroy the population as a whole, they're doing to recreate it genetically with who they want as a servant class. That's why they want to destroy, 7 billion people on the planet, leave 500 million people still here. That's why they want to do all of this stuff, because it's all about recreating the feudal system. Back when the Catholic Church was running the planet through the feudal system as far as Western civilization, like we know of, for over 1,000 years, These guys had it made. They could do whatever they wanted to do, and they could base it in religion, and they could do whatever they wanted to. Because remember, Constantine paganized the church when he brought in all of the idolatry that he did as far as worshiping all these statues and idols and praying to these people that weren't God or Jesus. In fact, the Pope said last week that a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is bad. I mean, are you kidding me? That's what they don't want. They want, they'll tell you what to do. Because remember, in the Catholic Church, this is one of the things that Martin Luther got so bent out of shape about. If you read the Bible, and you weren't told you could read the Bible, and you tried to do it on your own because most people couldn't read, which is what they're trying to do now with Common Core, then basically they could put you to death for reading the Bible. And then Martin Luther finally had enough of it when they were selling the Get Out of Hell Free cards, because they were selling these indulgences to build these giant cathedrals all over Europe. And finally he said, enough of this nonsense. He goes, you guys have completely and totally changed what Jesus Christ said in the New Testament for the sake of what you want to do and for the sake of this empire that you've built. They want to return that, because remember, the CIA and the Vatican and the mob and these guys who work together in organized crime around the world are all doing everything they possibly can to pollute the planet to the best of their ability as far as destroying the population. Look at the drugs that we're running out of Afghanistan with the CIA. Look what's happening in Afghanistan. Look at now that they're saying, even under Donald Trump, that they're going to have an ongoing military presence and they're going to increase the amount of people that are going to be there patrolling indefinitely. This isn't something I'm making up. This is what they said. They're going to be in there indefinitely. They're never going to leave Afghanistan. Why? Because it's $1 trillion a year in money. And we talked about this earlier before the show started about the opium dens that they had in China and how Britain was involved with all of this stuff. Because if you get a population addicted to drugs, Joe, they're very easy to control. That's why I'm so opposed to the legalization of marijuana in all the states, because of what it does. It creates this, it massively increases estrogen in guys when they smoke it, and it makes them lose a lot of their abilities as far as going out and having a work ethic to get things done. I'm not saying they should go to jail if they want to do this, but I'm opposed to promoting this to the population, which is what they want to do. Now Monsanto and these globals are getting behind this legalization of pot all over the United States so they can control the industry again and make more money by enslaving more people on pot. I have a friend of mine who's got a kid who lives in Denver, and this kid gets up in the morning, gets stoned. He leaves work at 12 o'clock and gets stoned. He comes back at 5 o'clock from his work job. He gets stoned again. Now, mind you, he's driving a car the whole time he's stoned. And he considers this to be normal because this is just how he lives. It's another way to enslave the masses, keeping them basically in an altered state of reality all the time with marijuana. That's why I'm so opposed to it, guys. If you have a relationship with God and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the righteousness, peace, and joy from the Holy Spirit inside of you. You don't require yourself to go out and get drunk or stoned or high. These drugs are extremely addictive in some cases. A lot of times these pot plants are laced with other stuff that the marijuana is, not the plant themselves, even though they've been genetically modified, but they're laced with other types of drugs that make them more and more and more addictive. So guys, this is another product of Monsanto and the globalist ability to come in and to tax you more and to turn you more into a subservient group of people. Because guys, the people that I knew in high school who smoked a lot of dope, a lot of pot, these guys, they didn't want to get into a fight. They didn't want to go to college. They didn't want to do anything. They wanted to sit around, smoke pot, and eat. I mean, this is what happens with a lot of people who use marijuana. It really, really, really helps them to basically cope with the reality of not having a personal relationship with Christ Jesus. And guys, once you become a Christian and you understand the power that we're infused with through the Holy Spirit, because the creator of the universe, Yahweh, basically took his son and sacrificed him for us, allowed him to be sacrificed, to create a blood covenant between us, like the old Indians used to have in the West. They'd have a blood oath or a blood covenant. One Indian would cut his hand, the other Indian would cut his hand. They would slap their hands together, create a blood covenant. And what that meant was everything that one Indian owned and everything the other Indian owned were now commingled, and they shared like a brotherhood together. This is what God did with us through the blood covenant of Christ. He's the covenant head. He gave us the authority to basically command angels and do all of these things. That's why these things hate us like they do. That's why even in these quote-unquote secular things they talk about with alien abductions, when they call on the name of Jesus, we've mentioned this on your show before, they're immediately put back into their homes and they're not touched, because the name of Yeshua is that powerful in the interdimensional world. Everybody knows who Jesus is. all these demons know it, and they tremble, and they're scared of them. So what they're doing is they're trying to make us not want to be Christians so they can continue to control us, and that's why there's this all-out, just against Christianity around the world. They've already secularized Sweden. Now they want to have necrophilia over in Sweden. Now they've got all of these immigrants that are coming in that aren't Christians. They've already taken, so by taxing people who go to church, they pretty much eliminated all church membership in most countries. Just a tiny percentage of the people go to church. Before they did this, 100 years ago in Europe, huge groups of people went to church, both Protestant and Catholics, every single week. It was a huge, huge, huge organization still in Europe of people who are Christ-centered. They don't have that anymore. You go to these major churches in Europe right now, you go there on Sunday morning, you may have 10% of the church may have people in them, and like no young people whatsoever, because of the homosexuality, because of the media, because of the pornography, because of the stuff that's been promulgated and pushed on all of us through the doggone Hollywood group. These people have become secularized in Europe. I mean, they have sex in parks, naked, in front of everybody. They don't care. They have open steam rooms and saunas that are basically co-ed. Everybody's naked. I mean, nobody thinks about sexuality in Europe the way we do over here. To them, it's just whatever you want to do is okay with them. They don't care. And that's what they've done. They've subverted Christianity and Christian beliefs by secularizing all of Europe, which is what they're trying to do to the United States now. And now we've got this one guy, this Gill guy, who says it's an all-out war against Christianity. Why? Because he doesn't like the Christian ethics. He doesn't like the fact that we believe in Christianity. He doesn't like that. Now, Doug, here's the thing that ticks me off so badly. I don't care he's married to some guy. I could care less. It doesn't make one bit of difference to me. Do I find it morally repugnant? Yes. Am I going to go in and try to campaign against these guys and go out and tell everybody to go out and do everything they can to destroy them? No. I don't care what they do, as long as they leave me and my family alone. That's not what these guys are. These guys are militant. They're militant trying to destroy Christianity. He even says it.
We're right up against the break, Ted. To hold that thought, we're going to pick up right here where we left off. Folks are listening to this edition of the Hagman & Hagman Report. Dr. Ted Brewer is our guest. Healthmasters.com is his website. Doug5 is the coupon code
for his cortisol buster as we speak.
We'll be right back for our third and final hour after this network break.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, DanielHoldings.com. That's DanielHoldings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to DanielHoldings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.